Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? This is Michael C. Views from the Trap, Two Ears, One Mouth. Back with another one, you know. Today's just mostly just speaking from the heart, you know. Things I've been going through the last couple of days, weeks, months, and trying to describe my creative flow, my process, and things that I got going on. So, you know, start off with the haters. You know, everybody feel like they got haters. Everybody feel like, you know, people are looking down on them and people don't want them to win. And, you know, I get that. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that. I feel like motherfuckers be hating for no reason, especially people that I feel like are in higher positions or just been doing it longer. You know, they be the first ones to seem like when you on their heels, they don't want you to be around. You know what I'm saying? They don't want certain people to get that look of you that, you know, that might make people feel like, oh, this nigga is really dope, or, you know what I'm saying, he's really putting in that work. You know, so the haters definitely fuel my fire, you know. I don't think everybody is a hater, but I think most people got that agenda in them. Just to be like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like competition kind of like shit, you know? So, use that shit to fuel your fire, B. Because I get photographers that I look up to, or people that I used to just be like, yo, they dope, you know what I'm saying? When I reach out to them, and, you know, I interact with them, they be like, yeah, yo, your shit is fire, it's dope and all that. But then when you try to reach out to them for certain shit, you know, they hesitant or something like that. I don't know. I be feeling like motherfuckers just don't want me next to them because they know that my shit fire and their audience might catch on to me and the shit might cause like a wildfire, you know. But I don't know. I get it, though. You know, I get it. Everybody trying to hold their position in this creative space, and they don't want everybody to, you know, they don't want to lose their fan base. Nah, I get it. But it's supposed to be all love. That's how I thought it was. I did not know that this shit is like a fraternity. You know what I'm saying? Me, on the other hand, like, I'm trying to spread love with this shit, man. My plan, my goal is to open up, like, a gallery or, like, a creative space. You know what I'm saying? That up-and-coming creatives and people, just dope people, could come through. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to be at home or, you know what I mean, at work or whatever like that, and you want to get off of work and you want a creative space where you could come through and edit and, you know what I'm saying, just sit down with your laptop, edit, or take some pictures, because I'm trying to build, like, a little area where you can, you know what I'm saying, shoot pictures and all that. And, you know, I'm trying to provide, you know, things that might make the photos look dope, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean, milk crates and lights and, you know what I'm saying, prop guns and prop money. I'm just trying to provide everything, like a one-stop shop for all that, you know. So, yeah, man, I'm in my mind, I have the creative space already built in my mind, and that's my goal, is to, you know what I mean, I want to be remembered for my photography, but also for what I do for other creatives. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, what was the Rick Ross line? He said, how many people you bless is how you measure success. And I really believe that. You know what I'm saying? It's not about how much money you make. It's about the impact that you leave on people. So that's what I hope my art and my photography does for people, man. You know what I mean? I'm not looking to make $1 million, $1 trillion off my photography. I mean, that would be fire if I do, but if I don't, as long as when I'm not here anymore, my photography can speak for me, can live on. My family can eat off that, and my family can be proud. You know what I mean? My daughter can be proud. My future grandkids can be proud. You know what I'm saying? My shit can live in museum as art. You know what I'm saying? Forever. You know, so that's why I label myself like a real street photographer. I was talking to a friend of mine and she was like, how do you label yourself? And I was like, I would label myself as high-end street art. You know what I'm saying? Because I like the finer things in life, and I apply that to my art as well. So it's high-end street art. you know. But yeah, I definitely want to be remembered like that. That's why I don't have no hit the link in the bio for bookings and all. I'm not a wedding photographer. I'm not a model photographer. Like, you don't call me for them voluptuous models. I don't care to do that. I turn those down all the time. In fact, I might steer you to somebody else that I know that does that, because I don't feel I can do it. But that's not what I want to do. That's not what I want to be remembered for. So, you know, I'm not a booking photographer. I'm a real artist, you know? Like, I want my shit to live in museums and things like that, billboards. And, you know, I'm not doing this for likes and comments. And, man, you can keep all that, man. You know what I'm saying? I love it. Don't get it fucked up. I appreciate the love and all that, but that's not what I'm here for, you know? And I'm not mad at photographers that are into that. That's just not me. You know what I'm saying? People always tell me that, like, yo, you jump in that lane. You know what I mean? You can make some money and all that. Listen, man, if I was in this for the money, I'd go sell some crack or something like that, or some drugs, or I'd go grab a gun and stick somebody up if I'm thirsty for money like that. I ain't thirsty for money, you know? I'm thirsty for this art. I'm thirsty to get my creative art out. I want people to recognize this and love this and see this, you know? As I'm walking around these streets right now, you might hear lawnmowers, ice cream trucks and all that, because, you know, if you're new to this, you know, I like to walk around and just talk and let it flow from the heart. So, but yeah, man, like, if you get any gems from this, man, feel free to DM me on my Instagram, you know, views_from_the_trap_, and let me know how you feel about this. And let me know what's up. You got any questions, or if anybody feel like they want to, you know what I mean, get up on here. We could talk, I could interview you, we could talk and get some things off our chest, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's that for the most part. My last photo shoot, I'm trying to think my last photo was the other day, right? Oh yeah, my last photo shoot was with a friend of mine. I made her hold a doll, and if you look on my Instagram, you're gonna see it. It's probably the last post I did, but I titled it Robbed of My Innocence, because it's like it's an adult woman. She's wearing like a bandana on her face, a hoodie and all that, and she's gripping like a doll. So it's basically like, you know, the doll represents her childhood. The bandana and the grimy look represents her now. And it's like, you know, like she was forced to grow up fast, and the world just snatched her from the playground and just threw her to the lion's den. It was like, yo, bills and family and the headaches of life, everything just stumbled upon her. But she's still holding on to that doll. Like the doll is like, it's still in her, but it's like, damn, I gotta put this down in order to get this money, basically, and survive. So it's the balance of that. And yeah, I think I captured that very well. You know, if you haven't seen it yet, you can go on my Instagram and check it out. Let me know what you think. But that's the realm that I'm trying to stay in. That box, that damn, this is fucking dope. Like, I ain't never think about this. Or like, damn, I remember being like this when I was younger. Or, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going through this now. Like, that's the shit that I strive for. I want people to look at my shit and be like, that's fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let me share this to my friend. Let me motherfucking pass this on to somebody else, because this shit is fucking incredible. You know, I'm not looking to be like, oh, she got a fat ass, and like, on to the next. Nah, I want niggas to be like, yo, this shit is incredible. Let me show somebody this shit. You know, that's the whole Views from the Trap brand. That's exactly what we going for right now. So, yeah, man, I hope y'all enjoying these audio talks. You know, some of them going to be shorter than others. Some are going to be longer than others, depending on how I feel. It's all a mood swing thing for me. You know, I love this shit, you know, and I couldn't see myself doing anything else. So it's going to be a short one, like I said. I got some things to go do. I got some photos to go edit. I got some things to go look by. This is Michael C. Views from the Trap. Two ears, one mouth. Peace.